Here's a thought about muscle memory. And it comes from a funny little experience this week with Joe Lipke. He's been out photographing with me for this last couple of weeks. And he wanted to reset some of the controls on his camera and accidentally changed the two knobs on his camera, that the one knob that he can rotate with his forefinger, and then there's a knob in the back that he can rotate with his thumb. A lot of you who have cameras that have these two knobs know exactly what I'm talking about. Lots of cameras do. Anyway, he had reset those knobs accidentally, but didn't know it because he couldn't remember exactly how he had the knobs set up before. Went out photographing and immediately discovered, once he was in the photographic flow of things, that he had changed the assignment on these two knobs so that they worked exactly backwards. That is to say, the camera controls that used to be controlled by the back knob were now controlled by the front knob, and those that were controlled by the front knob were now controlled by the back knob, and it thoroughly boogered him up. And he realized that he had muscle memory that he didn't even know he had, that his fingers went to make changes in the camera settings, f-stop and shutter speed, that had been trained into his muscle memory over years of using this camera this certain way. And by accidentally changing those two knob assignments, the camera was now working backwards, and his muscle memory was fighting him. And so, obviously, we had to stop and change the way those two knobs work so that they work the way his muscle memory does. See, I think this is wonderful. I think the more muscle memory you can build into your photographic actions, the more you can photograph without thinking about it, because your muscles just know what to do, where the knobs are, what to control, etc. And if you don't have that muscle memory, then you have to stop and think. Okay, I want to change the shutter speed. How do I do that? Okay, I want to change the aperture. How do I do that? And that's exactly what happened when he had switched these two knobs, is he had to stop and think. And every time you have to stop and think, you are kicking yourself out of the zone that I talked about in last week's podcast. The minute you have to stop and do something with your camera with conscious thought, you're suddenly thinking technically and mechanically instead of aesthetically and artistically. And that's precisely what we want to do, is put ourselves in that artistic aesthetic mode of thinking, and that's where muscle memory comes in. And I think this is part of the reason that there was some real wisdom in that age-old Fred Picker story. Everybody who's a Fred Picker fan knows this. His suggestion that you should go out and practice before you went out photographing, to open up the trunk of the car, pull out the tripod, set up the tripod, put on the camera, set up the camera, pull out the bellows and attach the lens and the view camera, etc., and then take it all down, put it back in the trunk, and then open the trunk and take it all out and set it up. Do that over and over and over again until you had built muscle memory so you didn't have to think about it when you're in the field. I find there's real wisdom in that. And that even comes into play with my two-camera strategy. I have two cameras that are set up exactly the same because I don't want to have to think differently when I pick up one camera or the other. I want them to work exactly the same. So that's why I like getting the same model number and setting them up so that they function exactly the same, so that I can take advantage of all that muscle memory and just photograph without thinking. Because nothing can ruin the aesthetic moment faster than having to stop and think about, okay, how do I make my camera do this? And even pull out the instruction manual. Might as well go home and just relax. And by the way, once you're there, do some more practicing so that you can build up that muscle memory.
Copyright 2022, Lenswork Publishing.